Good morning, Merry Christmas. Welcome into News Radio KMAN's In Focus. And I have a very special guest with me here on this Christmas Eve. State your name for everybody.
I'm Lorelei Peoples.
And Lorelei, where do you go to school?
I go to Marla Elementary.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in the fourth grade.
And who's your daddy?
Brandon.
Are you looking forward to Christmas?
I am.
What do you like about Christmas?
I usually like opening the presents.
What's your favorite gift you've ever gotten?
Probably either my piano or something else.
Piano or something else? All right. Do you believe in Santa Claus?
I kind of do.
Kind of do? Oh, that's not good. What are you hoping to get for Christmas this year?
Maybe like some chapter books or a Fitbit.
Chapter books or a Fitbit, okay. And you have a little sister who I know very well, Selena. She is 3 years old. What do you think she's looking forward to?
I think she's looking forward to opening the presents as well.
When you had your last day of class this week, did you get to say so long to your friends till next year?
Yeah.
I guess that little Christmas party at school?
Yeah, it was fun.
Cool. What do you hope for in the new year? Are you looking forward to anything exciting?
I guess I'm looking forward to my birthday.
That's right. Lorelei has a birthday that's right around Christmas. Tell everybody when your birthday is.
My birthday is on January 3rd, 2021.
And you're going to be how old?
10.
10 years old. That's pretty cool. It's always a little bit tricky for people who have birthdays right around Christmas time. How do you feel about having a birthday like 9 days after Christmas? What do you like?
I guess I just get very excited when Christmas is over.
Because you have more presents on the way, huh?
Yeah.
Huh. What's your favorite holiday of the year?
I think it's either my birthday or Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for joining me here on the radio this morning.
You're welcome.
Now, Christmas really is all about the children. Of course, we all remember what it's like being a little kid on Christmas morning, coming out and seeing all the presents under the tree, and seeing our families, and being with all the loved ones we have. Well, we wanted to hear from our listeners, especially the young ones. Here is Dylan from Westmoreland with his letter to Santa.
My name is Dylan Nelson. I'm from Westmoreland, Kansas. I'm 11 years old, and this is my letter to Santa. Dear Santa, how are you doing? Are you staying safe from COVID-19? Also, how is Mrs. Claus? Is she doing good too? This year, I think I have been kind of good. I have been in fights with my brother, but other than that, I've been good. I would like an Oculus 2 for Christmas. I would also like a kayak so when we go camping, we can go kayaking on the lake. Also, I would like a cure for cancer and COVID. I know that might be something you can't do, but if that doesn't work out, then I would like you to give something to people that can't afford to buy things, with a little bit of Christmas spirit too. Love, Dylan.
Oh, isn't that nice? Thank you, Dylan. What a great letter. Dylan also has a little brother named Logan who also submitted a letter, and we're going to play that one next.
My name is Logan Nelson. I'm from Westmoreland, Kansas. I am 9 years old, and this is my letter to Santa. Dear Santa, how is Miss Claus's baking going? Are her cookies good? How have you been doing during the pandemic? I think that I've been good besides being in fights with my brother. Anyway, I would like a PS5 for Christmas or a purple pillow. Also, the most thing I want is Speedway, our cat, to stay with us a lot longer. I would also like an Oculus 2, a kayak for when we go camping, and a Nintendo Switch. Lastly, I want people that have no homes or jobs or can't afford gifts to get a gift. Have a Merry Christmas. Love, Logan.
Again, just fantastic. Way to go, guys. Nice job on the Christmas letters. Thank you so much for submitting those. We'll try to do those again next year here on News Radio KMAN. So, Lorelei, are you a fan of Christmas stories?
Yeah.
You ever heard of the story of the night before Christmas?
I have before.
Would you like to hear me recite the night before Christmas?
Sure.
All right, here we go. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes did appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny
reindeer.
That's right. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and he shouted and he called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed, like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, he gave a nod. Up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night."